Which is larger and which is smaller.
Oh, the creek is awfully small.
Creek is awfully small. Yeah. Do these run all year round, or do they dry up sometimes?
Some summers they dry up, but usually they always run.
Okay. Would they have a special name for a wet weather creek that only runs part of the year? I was wondering if they ever used the term wet weather creek.
Not that I know of.
Just call it a creek.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And these are just some Colorado terms that I wanted to ask you about. A big open space in up in the mountains might be called a what, where they'd have hay growing.
Park? What?
What is a park?
A park?
Yeah.
A park.
Is that where?
Where people go to...
What is a park? Okay. I just wondered if you'd ever heard of terms like in Colorado, like North Park or Middle Park or South Park.
Mm-hmm.
And what the park was that they were talking about. In that.
When people gatherings to picnics or what? No.
Okay, okay. Do you know what a meadow is?
A meadow, yeah.
What
a
is
field?
It's a field. Mm-hmm. Same thing as a field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about a basin? Do you know what a basin is?
No.
Okay.
Oh, a basin.
Basin.
Yeah, a basin.
It's watering, isn't it?
A basin.
We have some basins out
here. Isn't a basin a pond?
Hmm.
No.
Place where water gathers, would
is
you say?
Is it a basin?
Maybe, was that, does
yes,
that sound
okay.
right?
Yes.
Place where water kind of gathers together?
Mm. I thought I got it mixed up because in Spanish that is where there's a big mountain, the basin's down below.
Okay. Well, that's great. That's helpful. That's okay. And a place that might be marshy, where you've got land that's kind of underwater, would be called
a swamp.
Okay. Do you have anything like that in this area?
Very few. There is some.
There's some.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a pretty dry area, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Along the railroad, we have several swampy places.
Okay. Swampy. And I was wondering now, if you go west of here, you come to the places that are real high up.
Rockies.
Okay, those are what?
Mountains. Rocky Mountains.
Okay. But this high place behind you, you'd call that what?
A mountain.
Would you call it a mountain too?
I call it a mountain.
What's a what would you call a place that was smaller than a mountain?
Hill.
Okay. That's kind of what I was wondering if this would, but you would call this a mountain.
I do call it a mountain.
Okay.
Maybe it's just a hill.
Okay. No?
I think it's called Larkspur Mountain. It's
yes.
called Larkspur Mountain. It's like this one.
That's Larkspur Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
This one's Raspberry Mountain.
Okay. Do you know what they would call a flat top hill?
Mesa.
Okay. Would they ever call it a butte?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those
yes.
are pretty much
yes.
the same.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do they have to, the ranchers in this area, you may or may not know this, do they have to do any irrigating at all?
Yes. Oh, yes.
They do have to do a good bit of irrigating.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about that, how they do that, or how
well,
that works?
Oh, yes, they have, they make kind of a, what do they call them?
Irrigation ditches.
Yeah, irrigation ditches, and then they cut it into each row, and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did they ever call those irrigation ditches, would they ever call them canals?
Yes.
You have heard them call
mm-hmm.
them. And would there ever be a big collection place where they may hold the water before they let it out into
yes.
the ditches?
Mm-hmm.
And it would be called a what?
A pond or...
Oh, okay. Would they ever call it a reservoir?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
great. What would you call a ditch that had been dug out along an upgraded road? Or a place that had been dug out along an upgraded road?
That.
Mm. Would they in old days would they have called it a bar pit or a bar?
Bar pit, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a word you don't hear much.
No, the bar pit, yes.
Okay.